I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. All the Democratic presidential candidates reject President Bush's call for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. But in California, State Attorney General Bill Lockyer goes to the state Supreme Court today to seek a ruling on whether same-sex marriages are allowed under the state constitution. More than 3,000 gay and lesbian couples have had civil marriages in San Francisco since the city began issuing licenses nearly a month ago. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The long lines of gay couples circling San Francisco City Hall waiting to get married had diminished over the past week, but then former talk show host Rosie O'Donnell and her partner Kelly Carpenter jetted into town yesterday and re-energized City Hall. They were married in a private ceremony in the mayor's office by city treasurer Susan Leal, and then with the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus serenading them, O'Donnell and Carpenter met a cheering crowd of several hundred people on the marble staircase of the rotunda.
I'd just like to say that we didn't really have any comments prepared. We were both inspired to come here after the sitting president said the vile and vicious and hateful comments he did on Tuesday.
O'Donnell was referring to President Bush's announced support for a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Conservative groups have tried to shut down such ceremonies, but up until now, two courts have denied requests for an injunction, saying the marriages are not causing irreparable harm. However, neither court has ruled yet on the merits of the case, on whether the marriages violate California law. Another hearing is set for the end of March. Meanwhile, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom tried to shift the focus to the legal issue of discrimination. The city sued the state, claiming that California law banning same-sex marriage conflicts with the state constitution's guarantee of equal protection.
You know, the fact is, I took the oath of office to bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the state of California. Nowhere in the Constitution does allow me to discriminate.
Newsom's suit set off a race to the state Supreme Court. A group called the Alliance Defense Fund got there first, filing a suit Wednesday asking the state high court to block the city from issuing any new marriage licenses and to invalidate the ones already issued. Robert Tyler is an attorney for the Alliance Defense Fund.
It's time for California to have this matter resolved so that America can move on and know whether or not these certificates are valid, which we know, in fact, they violate state law, so they must therefore be invalid.
Today, Attorney General Bill Lockyer will ask the state Supreme Court to intervene, yet it wasn't clear whether he will also ask the justices for an immediate injunction to stop the marriages. But legal experts, among them Erwin Chemerinsky, a law professor at the University of Southern California, doubt that the state Supreme Court will choose to hear the case at this stage.
There's always a benefit to having a lower court rule first, because then you have the wisdom and the insights of the lower courts. You also have the record that's developed in the lower courts. I would expect that the California Supreme Court is going to wait until the lower courts rule on the question and then exercise its usual role, appellate review.
Meanwhile, at City Hall, weddings now scheduled by appointment proceed at a pace of about 30 per day. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.